Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos and learning the Chayadim Klal Amed, the Melacha of Tzod, and we're learning Siman Vav. We're in the middle of discussion talking about the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal that he allows one to open an oven on Shabbos without being concerned with that the temperature inside and the impact that his act of opening the oven door will cause the fire to ignite. We're trying to understand his position, and I have not discussed this with his actual Talmidim to understand why he said what he said, but I had three possible explanations how we can understand this din. The first one is we have to understand the idea of the Dorash Enem Iskaven and Sikresha. Sikresha is something which it's definitely going to happen, and there's no suffix in whether it's going to happen. The Dorash Enem Iskaven is something which is the question whether this second reaction will come out of the first action. So is there going to be that reaction or not? So that is the question which the second, which Dorash Enem Iskaven gives us. And Sikresha, there's no suffix. We have to understand, theoretically, if a person was extremely familiar with physics of soil, etc., so he was able to calculate precisely when a person pulls a chair at a certain velocity with a certain amount of pressure with a certain amount of sharpness in the feet of the chair and a certain amount of looseness of the soil, it's definitely going to make a charitz. So every scenario really is the definite that the reaction is going to take place, whether it's going to take place or not. The difference is that in that situation, most people do not have that level of expertise to be able to make out those calculations. In the case of Sikresha, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that if you take this phenomenally heavy couch over this phenomenally soft soil, that with a phenomenally sharp foot, it's going to make a charitz. So the issue really is a lack of knowledge. So all situations are a lack of knowledge. And we separate between knowledge which is readily available to most people as opposed to not. So the calculation exactly how the oven turns on and when it turns on, what those are, maybe that's more akin to the lack of knowledge in your average chair as opposed to which an average person would not be able to calculate that and figure that out. So that remains, as far as he's concerned, a Dorash Enem Iskaven. He's doing something which may result in an action and it may not. That is approach number one. Approach number two, one expert explains, I haven't spoken to others to corroborate whether he's correct or not, that even in a situation where the temperature inside the oven is right at the trigger point, when the person opens the door and the first flush of cool kitchen air goes into the oven, there's still a time delay before it actually happens. So it arguably is considered a grumma. So it's going to be a grumma. It's not going to be a problem. The third possibility is in regards to the sort of nichole. So if a person leaves food in the oven, so he definitely wants the oven to cycle, because the oven doesn't cycle, the food which he's leaving in there will get cold. Person puts a cholent inside of the oven and also puts a chicken soup inside of the oven. It depends if they take out the chicken soup Friday night for the suda and then shut the oven door. And the cholent will continue to stay warm until the following morning. But he wants that fire to cycle on and on, on and off, on and off, on and off throughout the night to keep his cholent hot. The question is, is this singular triggering of the oven, which is happening at the moment that he opens the door, is that a nichole? So even though overall he is nichole, he's interested in the results of the oven cycling on and off. If the oven would miss one cycle, it wouldn't bother him. So this cycle where the person is opening the oven door, the person is, at that point in time is saying, we're saying it's a nichole, when the oven cycles on, it's a psikresha to nichole, which therefore is considered a melechas machshavas, and now you're dealing with a suffix and a deraisa. according to the way the Mishnah approaches it, some case where it's the reality is on the ground. If the reality on the ground is such, you don't know, you have to deal with the subject of the Raisa according to the Bir Halacha. Is it a deraisa? Is it a menachas mashem? Because he doesn't really care if this one actually cycles on or not. He does care overall. Can you separate this lack of interest, the specific lack of interest in this specific action, even though the overall actions he does want? Can you make such an argument? So that's not clear to me one way or the other in regards to how we look at that. We have three potential approaches. How Ramesha was approaching this issue. Probably there's more. Speak to us, and we'll hear other explanations, but then there's some suggestions. Have a good day.